Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
As you would have noticed, evidenced by Play-Doh, the kids are on holiday. Mm-hmm. And when the kids are on holiday, that's when I think parents get a clear picture of the cost of having kids. Hey. So I've told this story. When I was younger, there was only somebody at home. So we had an auntie. And then either one or both of my grandmothers would be there. So by the time I got back home from school, slumber by 3, food would be cooked and ready. And home-cooked food is always in abundance. So you can eat, you can have seconds, yada, 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 yada. It wasn't a matter of having takeaways or maybe making noodles for yourself, right? And obviously, when you're sitting at home, you're not at school, it's holidays, there's not much for you to do except play video games and you go play outside. You go play outside, you come back and you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Go play outside again, you come back and you're hungry.
Are you hungry even or just bored?
Hey man, you get hungry. As a boy, you get hungry.
If you're truly playing, you even forget about food though.
That's what I'm saying.
My mom used to call me to say, hey, come eat.
Yeah. So I'm here to advocate for the kids because I've seen parents complaining that they've been eaten out of house and home.
And I think it comes from exactly what we're talking about now. It's not necessarily that this is the time where you realize the actual cost of parenting. Mm. It's because they eat out of boredom. So generally, they are at school. You know, you've given them their lunch or their lunch money or whatever the case may be. They come back at a particular time. They will have lunch after school and then it's supper. So there's like structure to how they're eating. Mara, umuntu makahleli, just playing video games and they're like, okay, this part of the game is a bit boring. What is in the fridge? And sometimes you see it in how Omuntu will open the fridge and just stand there. Mm. And you're like, Ian, did you lose
something? Yeah, I do that too.
Did you lose something in the fridge? But I also understand why when we were growing up, I don't know if it happened at Caesar's household, but I'm sure at Gladys and Saul's home it happened, where you needed permission to open the fridge. It is not your fridge. You don't just come into my house and open my fridge. You must.
Nah, we didn't need permission.
No, Tina, you needed permission to open the fridge. If you're going to take a fruit, you must ask for a fruit. And then they'll say, but why do you want an apple? You had a banana an hour ago. And then...
Hey, nakuli so idi amin, eh?
No, it's called a budget.
In my house, you only need...
So wait, but here's a question. Here's a question that my mom used to ask. She would ask, Sizwe, upile lugula or zelupila?
There you go.
Which is, do you eat to live or do you live to eat? Because honestly, bro, this thing that imposed mentioning, I would just open the fridge and just look. Just be like, a little orange.
Yeah.
You're
gauging
your taste buds. You know? Like,
No, for real. It's not even like I was hungry.
No, in my household right now, I'm dealing with a 3-year-old whom we have to beg to eat. Mm. The only thing he asks for permission for is to have snacks. Uh-huh. So our snacks budget is what's going through the roof right now when he's at home.
You see?
So yeah.
So, I think it's find something that will engage the child. Because honestly speaking, I can't blame the kids. Like you said, even as adults, when you started working from home, for example, you find out you eat more than you normally wouldn't if you know you're up and about and working away from home. So but definitely the kids consume a lot when they're home. But just find something engaging that will engage them to the point where they even forget that, ish, Gwanja, there's this thing called food.
But even with that engaging, I mean, I realize sometimes my kid will just sit there playing PlayStation the whole day, right? But because he's lazy to do my up and down, he then sits there with like what looks to me like bad course.
Yes.
He will have everything in one spot. And I'm like, dude, like, are you going on a trip? And he's like, no, because I don't want to do the up and down.
Yes. Because once I get engrossed in the game, I'm engrossed in the game. I mean, let me tell you how serious I was about mine. I'd wake up and shower like I'm going to school.
Oh, my word.
Early, like at 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Then I know I've got the whole day. I come just living just and you know, I'm ready to do the whole thing. Mm. So that's how serious I took my holidays.
You see.
And also, I keep going back to this. If you can, have home-cooked meal. Because home-cooked meals, you get a larger volume for a smaller amount of money.
About powerful.
And no, it's not a choice.
They don't
so
want
to. At home, my honest knew the pots are ready. So if I'm looking for pasta, there will be pasta, but there will be pots. But I can't be talking about, yo, can I have take away this? Never was a half and eat what's there.
I
see, that one I don't advocate for. You eat what's at the house. In the story. Let us know, what are you dealing with at home right now? And maybe you, the kid, if you happen to be up right now, call us and tell us what is going on. What's mom and dad saying to you?
You guys, yo, we were just talking about this just yesterday. We went to get some stuff. My son has gone to for a visit at his grandparents. So it's busy sailing, even now, even though we bought some few stuff, he's on. This morning, we're busy sipunu kwalsela. So maybe we get a crazy thing because it's mostly boys and he's with his other cousins. So it's like about six children,
and that's fair, by the way. If you take your kids somewhere to visit, it's only fair that you contribute groceries.
You have to, no,
because you know, oh,
guys, this topic is touching my pocket. Honestly, guys, these kids. Like they're always eating. I had to take my daughter to granny's place because I was like, I cannot take this, you know. Like she was saying, if there's granny there or if there's auntie there, at least they get to cook. So at least when she's at my mom's, I know her mamaga will feed her bukhobe monthari. Mamaga will feed her bohove in the evening, so the snacking becomes less. But when she's with me, it's going to be a problem because I'm working and I don't get a chance to cook during the day or to make her food during the day. So she will be snacking the entire day and she would be lazy to make herself food. You know, so your school holidays are costly, but I'm glad the kids are resting and they are having fun with their friends or having fun with their phones and their video games, you know?
That's the cheat code. Make sure there's somebody at home who can cook.
Just yesterday, my wife tells me, milk is finished. Mind you, I bought milk literally, say, almost 10 days ago, where I bought 2 6-packs of. Now, milk is done. Whoever is at home is my 14-year-old and my 2-year-old. So, Marcelin's in way too, because obviously there's no school, and then he's also on leave, if I may put it that way. Those people, they finish. Yesterday I had to refill on some things because I bought them just not so long ago.
But 2 weeks for milk is okay.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
He said two 6-packs, so 12 liters. The thing is, parents.
That's a lot, though.
No, but parents also, they don't want to contribute. They contribute to milk a lot. You guys drink tea in the morning, tea in the afternoon,
yeah,
tea in the evening. Parents want to blame us kids for everything. No. I'm advocating for the kids today. No. I am a kid today.
But I'll tell you, I was saying to Glennie what works for me, because you're talking about having someone who will cook all the time. Mm. So like now, my helper is not around. She's also gone on her leave, right?
Mm.
I have things that are easy to make. Like there's the pizza, there's your ready-made meals. If you do want a meal and I'm not there, pop this thing in the microwave. Put it in the air fryer. Right.
Biggest mistake here, that was. Letting us kids cook for ourselves.
Pre-made pizza.
You're going to see. You're going to see when?
No,
I'm going to run through your supplies in a week.
No, he doesn't do that.
I'm going to run through your monthly supplies in a week. Letting me cook for myself. When are you going to learn things? When?
Morning, Saul, Paul, Gladys, and she's little Disneyro. Yo. Yeah, he's a young Kelentole. Mpo, permission to open the fridge. Yo, what kind of military base did you guys grow up in? Permission to open the fridge.
Hey, Nyanis on Kalanga, love and toil of it. Every day, every morning, Merubeni, 20 rand, Yamakuinya. Any love and toil of it? Dan on a 4, or on a 5, or on a 6, or on a 5. Nyaz kona wanga yabang kolo mara yu. Eba yadla la vantu wana fit. Every day, 20 randi, yama kuinya. Na maji, ito tlok mela yopaye.
Maji nda mga vilu wenze. Zenzela Magwinya. Why
actually,
don't you do that?
So much cheaper.
Yes.
Yeah, man. At least this for these holidays, they went to their mother, so and grandmother that side. So so I'm free, man. There's some reserve. But the previous holidays, I think they were here for they closed for 2 weeks. Hey, my man, I suffered. I even cried, my man. I was buying bread like almost every 2 days, and then everything here, pale, my cheese. Hey, I'm at least no, I'm breathing now.
That's funny.
You know, I've got three great kids as a teenagers. Two loaves, it's not enough. When they open the fridge, it's like Bavulu would drop things and bubbles would nikitad. Ay koko. Ay koko. These people can eat. Angeke.
I don't like holidays, more but they eat. I mean, my kids, snacks, okay, they're not really into snacks, but I have to buy, like, veggies and fruits in abundance. Ngoba katawena, kabichi, salad, carrot, green pepper. Like, they eat everything besides those snacks. And when we are choosing, so pega late, you know, you think I'm going to cook later, I'm going to make this. I'll more figure, lay a cucumber. Where's the cucumber? I wanted to make salad. No. We had a snack, and it's like a lot. Now the other one is a teenager, so she cooks. I don't want to talk about the eggs, because egg fried rice, egg what, oh, Lord, I don't know, but it is what it is, and yeah. I am definitely feeling it.
In this world.
Oh, guys, I'm dealing with a 4-year-old boy who doesn't like to eat. Dude does not like to eat food. Dude does not like, if he's eating food, he doesn't like veggies. I'll put broccoli there, I'll put carrots. He doesn't like to eat veggies at all. He would even say, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, this boy, I'm going to kill this boy. That guy doesn't like to eat, but he likes snacks. He likes banana. At least he eats fruits. He likes bananas and apples. But food, you would have to feed him for him to eat.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.